Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
And there's nothing else like a John Scorse as I say good morning to a Snake Gully Cup Day.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Good morning, everyone. It's outstanding to see this big money up from Racing New South Wales, and it's reflected in the fields, Andrew. One of the best days you can have at the races, Gundagai. A beautiful, picturesque little racetrack, and it's great for racing, and it's great for the public too. They get some really good positions to watch the meetings, the betting rings undercover, and they really flock there. So $100,000 Gundagai Snake Gully Cup. What a cracker, Andrew.
Yeah, it is, and we're going to preview that. But let's look at the first race, mate, on this good four with fine weather down there. Taliano, number one, the favourite here, $3.90, along with number eight, Nowhere to Look. They're both at $3.90. And then out to La Santé, number two, at $5.50.
Andrew, I went 8-4-1-2. I'm with Brett Cav here. He's brought a couple of nice maiden horses down, and I don't think he's brought them here for the sake of it either. You're going to hear this throughout the preview. A lot of these horses set for the day because, you know, the prize money's good, and you can't bring an underdone or average horse here. You'll just get run over. So I like the way this trial way back in March. Gee, she looked quite good there. We put her away after that, Cav. Resuming in or debuting in an 1180 maiden. I'm very keen to look at her in the yard, but I'm sure he'll have her ready to go. For Awadi, for Dave Blundell on his home track, both the runs from this mare have been really good, and she's looked like she's needed both of them. Out of the 1180, certainly going to suit her. Watch for her late in the piece. The top weight, the favourite, Taliano, Michelle Russell, David's daughter, was good in all runs last preparation, went to Bendigo, beaten on the heavy at Albury, and look, this is the first time it's seen a firm track, but it can run well. And to La Santé, both his runs have been really good. Just worry about the gate. 8-4-1-2, terrific contest.
Race number two, a maiden over the 1,100. Brett Kavanagh down there with Richard Bensley. I got called Richard this morning by Aaron Bullock. Come on, Aaron. Denman Unlimited, number nine, the favourite at $2.60, being supported this morning. Number six, Larismo at $4. And number four, Brussels at $4.40.
I think Richard's been called Andrew a few times.
Yes, he has.
Yeah, look, 9-4-6-11. I nearly made this a good thing, Cav's second runner here, Denman Unlimited. Look, the three runs from this girl were terrific. Ran into Wunderbar at Gunnedah before a spell in May. And I had a couple of bob on this on Melbourne Cup Day, Wunderbar, one of the provincials after that win. So that's the right form. And sits up here in this $40,000 maiden. I think it'll take a power of beating from the right gate as well. Brussels have been good in all her runs, and I probably don't mind a drawn out away from the fence. She can get a bit ferocious, but her last run just found the worst part of the track, and Kudaloo's won out of the race that she beat home. The race was won by Corkra. She looks a big chance. A six is an interesting runner. Larismo for Mitch Beer. A nice slope to Vega mare. Only had the one run in August on a heavy at Bendigo. So team really flying, and the inside gate, it's a real market watch. And 11 Euro Rhythmic with a bit of speed was okay on Melbourne Cup Day. Might just run them over though, Denman Unlimited. 9-4-6-11 in the second, Andrew.
And by the way, between 11:30 and 12 this morning, lots of interviews around Gundagai, Danny Williams, John O'Shea, Joe Cleary, Wayne Carroll, and just mentioned Mitch Beer. They're all going to be joining us between 11:30 and 12, previewing Gundagai today. Race three, the Class 1 Showcase Race, and Backwater Trader number one is the favourite at $4.40, four Paris Lights at $4.60, and number six, Glamour Cruise at $5.50.
This is a terrific field, this Class 1. 2714, going to give this another go, Ocean Hero. I made him a good thing at Corowa, and I was pretty happy when I spoke to Dan McCarthy pre-race, but that's where the happiness finished. He was never going to win in the run. I think he probably needed it, and he gets here out to 1180. Out to 1100, should I say. I'm just going to back him to get to the right spot and maybe run them down at good value, but a ton of chances around him, Andrew. 7 Halo Warrior. Very impressed with his last run. He's got good gate speed as well, only lightly raced. He's going to put himself right there. Backwater Trader, I like coming back to 1100. He's just too keen in the run last time at Wagga. and he the middle gate's probably good for him. And then Paris Light for me with Tash Burley. She won a maiden with this way back in February, and they're resuming for Matt Dale. I'm keen to watch it in the yard. Look, chances even outside those tips, Andrew. Terrific field, 2714.
And at the moment, Ocean Hero is $9 there for Dan McCarthy. In race four, the Class 1 showcase, Spanish Poet, number two, the favourite at $3.90, only 10 cents in front of five, Miss Geneva, which is currently at $4, along with number eight, Walingi.
Yeah, great field again. It's Class 1 over, a bit more of a trip. 3.852. Going to give the Bluesmobile the nod here, Andrew. I've liked both of his runs this preparation. Certainly the 1400 run last time will fit him right up for this. I'm just a little bit query with him on the map, but Shawnee Geimer knows the place quite well and he's in good form. So in a very open event, I'll go the Bluesmobile here. This looked terrific when it won, landed all the nice bets. Walingi with a smart man, Peter Morgan and Maddie Carr. They're a great combination. She could certainly go on with it the way she won. She seemed to win with a bit up her sleeve. Five has got to be in there somewhere. Miss Geneva watched her win down our area last preparation as a two-year-old. And the most recent run runs at Albury and Bendigo have been sound. She'll be there somewhere. And two, Spanish Poet, Willie. He needs to begin properly and probably lead. He's a real grinder. He was beaten on his he's beaten at the cow at Corowa, a race I thought he could have won with the right run. But look, he's right in the race as well. Again, the four of those could win the race. 3.852, Andrew.
To race five we go. Number five, Elm Court here for Matt Dale. Currently at $3.70. Six, Ludace at $3.80. Again, only 10 cents between them. And number 12, Princess Cordalia at $5.
Got them all on the tips. 2, 5, 6, 3, 12. Just can't get away from her, Elm Court. I watched her the day she won at Albury when she won that showcase Class 1. She was dynamite that day and then went and backed it up in a really good Class 2, beating Plonka. More Euros ran third. The gate is a little bit of a worry, but from the 11.80, you've got the run right down the back straight. So Brody Loy will put the handlebars down, I'd imagine, on her. And as long as she doesn't have to do much, she's going to be the one they all have to beat. He looked impressive, this fella, Loud As. I just don't like the gate for him, Andrew. If he gets stuck back in along the inside, it'll be no good to him. But one of the best in the business, Matty Carl, to sort it out. If he just relaxes, he doesn't know too much about it, but by gee, he's got some ability. Three, Nick Anita, just hasn't gone her way. A number of times this girl found that track, it was so firm at the goal, and they just couldn't make up any ground. And she was last when they went 50 metres in that Guy Walder, and that was the end of the section. But she could certainly improve around Gundagai with the right run. Then you got little Princess Cordalia. Mitch Beer's got it firing on all cylinders now. A solid win last time at 1200 via a terrific ride. Not out of this at all in a really good Class 3. Kicks off the quadrilla as well, Andrew. 5, 6, 3, 12.
Yeah, these are all very competitive races. By the way, I mentioned earlier that it's Duff's birthday, Ron Duffesy's birthday. It's just popped up that it's Mitch Manners' birthday as well. So happy birthday to you, young Mitch, calling Canterbury Racing tonight. Race six.
And happy 60th to Duff as well, Andrew.
60th? Gee, you've given him up there, mate. Oh, geez, he'll be happy with that. In race six, Monte Madura, number four, is the favourite here at 3.40, over Esther Verda, number 12, at 5.50, and seven, Is He Looking Good, $6.
Yeah, look, I think he's the best bet of the day, Monte Madura. Andrew, 4.7, 12, and 8. He broke my heart on Melbourne Cup, though. I backed him. Just left the fence in the leader gold, got up and nailed him at the mile. His last two have been at the mile. I actually like him coming back in distance. He'll get up on top of the speed, and he's got one drawn inside him. He could probably take it up in Funky Farm. So I thought if he finds outside Funky Farm in the run, he was just too strong. He's got a lot of weight, but they all have in this scale of race. I just like the way he's going. I think he's too good. Seven, The Main Danger. Is He Looking Good? This is better for two runs. He's got a bit of potential, this horse, and he'll enjoy the gait and a bit of speed. I think he's just going to continue to improve fitness-wise this prep, but he's got a bit of talent as well. 12, well, Esther Verdi, well, she was in two races. Bit of a tough watch at Kembla Grange last time, but look, she's a pretty much a talented girl, and it gets here with the with the blinkers for the first time. So he means business, Sir Kurt, today. And eight, I thought, was best of the rest in June Amar. Just like he's got a tick everywhere, Monty Majura. Four, a special 7, 12, 8, Andrew.
Righto, the $100,000 Forex Gold Snake Gully Cup is race 7 at 5-5. Don't Give a Damn, number 1, is now 270. In the last hour, it's gone 290, 280, now 270. Number 10, Love One, down there for John O'Shea at 440. Lady Moronton, number 9, at 750. 7 Up Trumps at $9, and 4 Levy Bank for Gratz Vella at $9.50, and Viceroy's in the market with Luke Pepper at $11. Don't Give a Damn, the favourite for the Snake Gully Cup.
Andrew, you can hardly put the line through any of these horses. So look, I made it 9, 10, 1 and 4. Always been in her corner, Lady Moron, and the gate is a little bit sticky, but I feel if they really run and she gets a bit of a cart or a bit of cover somewhere, I just think with 54, she's going to finish really strongly third up from a spell today. But as I said at the top, many of these could win it. But I'm going to go Lady Moronton. This has got to be in there. John O'Shea's mare, Loved One. It's got the right gait. Comes here third up from a spell. I think he wants to put his stamp on this race, Jono. And he's brought the right mare here. Look, the top weight, Don't Give a Damn. He's frightening, isn't he? He's got a nice middle gait. He's third up. Both of his runs have been terrific and much harder. So, look, the 60.5 is not a concern. If he gets the right run, he'll take a power running over. And Levy Bank, she's just such a talent. She's so good fresh. Hopefully she doesn't give them too much start. She can be a bit of a concern at the gates. But again, plenty of chances outside those. Terrific field, the cup, as you'd expect, Andrew, for the money. 9, 10, 1, 4.
Righto, and the last race, the Snake Gully Flying. Number 3, Clear the Beach down there for Greg McFarlane at $2.60 a tab right now. 10, Evie's Miss at $6, and 2, Demonstrate at $6.50.
Yeah, look, I went 10, 3, 8, and 2, Andrew. Gee, this, I had a job to do at Canberra last time. There was a ton of money for it too. It was about 8 to half its price, even under. Sat deep, but just kept going, and it was nailed the last little bit by Caccini and Hardcore. Caccini ran a terrific race last Saturday in a benchmark race in town, so I just thought from a middle gate gets Jeff Penzer on might make the difference. Gets the right run from where she's drawn. I'll go with her. 3 Clear the Beach was terrific first up in that 900. It gets here to the right race and a good gate Clear the Beach as well, Andrew. Who's riding Clear the Beach, Andrew?
It is Matt Carl.
Oh, Matty Carl. Right, not a bad man.
Good replacement. Yeah.
Eight, it's got to go into Cooker Cot. It's 2 from 2 at the track and Trip This Girl. And look, her last run was in June at the Caulfield, but she's a pretty classy girl and she could have the last say here. And the 2 Demonstrates. Only had one run since Gary Kirkup has taken it over. Certainly on the improve. Good race to finish off. 10, 3, 8 and 2 the last.
Righto, so they're the races, each race. What about a best bet? Was it back in race 6?
Race 6, number 4 horse. This gay fellow, Monty Majura, I think will put himself in the right spot, Andrew, and I think he'll be too good today. So race 6, number 4, my best from Gundagai on a fabulous program.
Good on you, John. We'll talk to you on the whip around. Thanks for your time, mate.
Thanks, Andrew.